Updated forecast from the Bureau for today. Well, it's going to be the same for the whole week. Partly cloudy, very high, 90% chance of showers, more frequent and possibly heavy falls near the coast and throwing storms in as well. We are talking about the history of your umbrella today. I've got to say, I have, fair Nick, it must be 30 years old, a Tui's Country Special umbrella. That I've jealously guarded. I've lost it twice and got it back once. Tell us the history of your umbrella, 13, 27, 10. I remember Mr. Producer Jimmy at the airport always used to wait till the Sharks' first home game in Port Macquarie, the first wet home game, because he'd go there and find out all the Qantas umbrellas that he'd lent to people over the years and go and claim them back on the hill. Now, email here, one from John from Southwest Rocks. G'day, Strawny. I have and very proudly have an umbrella of the now-defunct North Queensland Crushers Rugby League team. That is a good one. Umbrella, do you have one that stays in the back of the car or near the front door?
Well, we usually do. We are always in the car, but when you've got three children and nearly adult
children,
you'd lose
them all the time.
They're forever going, and it's only when you need it that you go, oh, yeah, there's one in the boot. You open the boot. No, there's not.
Now, also, Jenny from Southwest Rocks brings up another one. G'day, Strawny. What about the collapsible ones that as soon as there is a wind above 1 kilometre per hour end up inside out? They are shocking too.
Can I say when that happens, there's no going back. You're better off just letting it go and keep walking. Make no eye contact.
And stupidly, you try and get that one bit back and then it just falls off in your hand.
Just let go and walk away.
Yeah. History of umbrellas. We're going to get plenty of them over the next 5 days. Now, you were on the big trip last week to Auckland.
Yes.
As a work thing, work thing.
Work function, yes.
Your very impressions tired. Of Auckland?
It's a mini Sydney. That's about it. A smaller version. A lot of cranes.
You're saying there's a lot of New Zealand people in Sydney? What are you saying? Now, also, while you've been away...
Yes.
You know, I can't throw stones because the Kangaroos beat Hawthorn yesterday, but your team
smacked
at the moment...
Going from one disaster to another.
And we talk about these days the world's changed with bullying. How would you be if you're Jackson Hastings? Like, the whole lot of them are onto him.
Yes.
Now, we've had... drunken fights in nightclubs at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
And not only was it a club, it was a strip club.
Led there by the captain.
Yes.
Great.
I've got the salary cap, internal board members, you know, all this. I have an email here from John who says, ask Mr. Producer if they really are going to rename Lotto Land to Blotto Land.
Listen, I will say this, but...
Hang on.
Yeah, go on.
Blotto Land. I like that. Thank you, John.
All you tall, just cutting down another tall poppy. That's all it is.
Oh,
that's
get out of it. That's not going to wash today, champion. You're in deep doo-doo, let me tell you. Bring back Arco. There is Mr. Producer. Yeah, I don't know. 7:15 coming up, Strawny Leaks.